sokong boleh juga bikin dengan turang yang merama kerbau nama ni lewa yang bunuh lebih bungo New Zealand di bungo Sydney yang apa City lebih bungo Wellington yang Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM. Awak boleh juga bikin dengan turang yang merama kerbau nama ni lewa yang asal nanti ni kembali nonton bunuh kita sampai bukit tugu yang bunuh lebih bungo Wellington yang boleh minaka sokong boleh juga ini yang ada tali yang ada nimbula yang ada ningganga ni mana turang out Yesus Kristo kau ni takkan apa seni kalau dengan rumah seni kuat dan bawa ungeti yang lebih tumbiri kita kena yang sini nai nak ini boleh ditahu tu nak ini boleh ditahu datuk boleh vale senda baru tu boleh menolong dahlaka senda baru tu boleh nolong ni motoka bukan sama ngau baru mungkin nama takkan sini nai sanung kita bi movie kita begitu movie kena yang nama takkan sini gua yang Wellington Access Radio yang 2.2 FM yang sini bina ni gua awak ni takkan ni nak kau tiken daru nak kalau kini dosa lele bolo di bingkrami yang sini nai lagu tu bagaimana ni selan diwang itu semangande semai zaka semai wuli so semai loni bulu tunde itu ele bono ngo ni selan di kau bagai tu kena bono ele bongo Wellington au sama mule tu ni weekend ele sigi bina ni kwa sana raba raba ko lo mai kine ele sigi bina ni kwa ba mai la umbeka sa ka ndrobe mbua sima zwata mai ba patikira o kadabu mai biti televu rewa Serua unamusi, sekarang mulai dah benda nongah, mesti kita busa. Sekarang lah bukan lama ikila, aku sanggup boleh tuan ni. Enak sih benda ni kuat, dah ada tali, ni mana turang buat Yesus Kristus.
Emeli, dewasa sahaja mana turang kerisik benda kena ikut. Praise Allah, dicek ke mana mungkin kita lihat. Emeli, greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores at the FDB ground, and we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting one Watu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobau. Let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva, and in the afternoon we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can hit along the Leonis and Sugaloto, Kemani Vakaro, to make my nominee worship centers, so we can look to Matabo Valley, Western Vatican, and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We're not going to talk about Malua and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and the for sure, but let it be so we can go get us and you vaccinated. Emily. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even when on the melodic and the binakatikin and vaccinate, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota lang ay makambula weekend. So weekend sa niloniloti, niloniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So weekend and the sang niloniloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri nikuwa to save you. Nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us.
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning, we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can and then I catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damage gonna be one in bula to be mate, sakame kubeko buniwa, sang in rawa. So we can just log in bula. You're actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give this time to Ngasilebu.
Hallelujah. And the service that you might television, my Kandabu, Atul my Viti, Atulau, we come do my Lavizak and do Malombula, Navalibu Sematumai, come do my Namukailau, my Kambara, my mother, my Koma, my Otoniata, my Batua, my Onilau, Fulan, Batakiwanga, Nimbulabinaka, my Lakemba, my Zidia, Wombala, Mango, Katafana, Tuda, Nimbulabinaka, and Samatakanisian and I, Mina, Essamala, my Totoya, Watalakina, my Nungu, and Nivasu, Manamuka, my Matuku, Nimbulabinaka, Watalakina. Mwala, nyimbula binaka. Sengi mwleza mai bono batu, ukatalaki na mai kandabu, mai zake ono, koto sombu sargira, nyimbula binaka. Etu ya sombu malabu, nyimbula binaka. Kemendo mai nasoso, mai naviti, kumatalaki na kemendo mai alombi, mai waya. Daronga datuko na tukuni alo nikuwa, dapaka vini binaka tikubwana turanga, hena singa binaka nikuwa. We were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region. Daronga datuko na tukuni alo, na tukuni alo, mai ingaswe, na nakae tusa nakatiko. Hemeni, nakako tusa naka. The things that you confess, you will soon possess.
Amen.
Emeni, na kako baga tusa, na ndona singa, na tomba le mai weko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wakamula tala the weekend na turanga na marama dharuwa nungu nilewa dhagadaba obisa. We stay seni todo kani obisa. We lori todo kani obisa. Nimbula binaga nindo usiama tiku mai. Sanga nungu nilewa vike mnina dhagadaba matai walu. Dele na mbuwa mai, dele na maka, mai wayabi, mai lotoka, kufature kuka mai. Lambasa, nimbula binaga. We kemba kele ni matai walu, nimbula binaka. Wikimu ndomu na vendele ni nuku maisenai, nimbula binaka. Mai Syria, ina vendelana, nimbula binaka. Ena singa binaka nikuwa. Nero itabi mekarobo, mbula tiku vikenda. Ena singa binaka nikuwa. Sinta nani ule labi, vikenda na leo imiti ni lako vangito vada laka. Vangande baga buli. Sekemu nisa, leo ni tunde, leo ni bulo tunde, bulo ni tiku kina. Kima misa baga mbula tuka ina fosua. Totoka tulandraki, tombo suwa, baga lindi marabu. Lalu itunai sasakulami, wa ingena kitale ngayi mbasi kalibu mai. Ombega ifiri awa, wakatalaki wana henu the tambongo. Henna mayas. Mataka nisikani na inda mga pili binaka mga liya buwana kalu. Waka soso manda buwana turanga, kabi kwa ya toka ya samu kwa zingu. Mbati wana lange free. Kwa kwa reza tuna mata nisinga, isinga nisomi.
Emeni.
Emeni. Iko somo na liwa liwa, iko somo na wai. Iko na kalu, somo na katumai. Uga may lo malangi kina mata nisinga. Meri liwi saume, nangawla ni yata ba mata kinoa. Kina lange rao linguwa, usama lima linguwa talingua. Sanga magandua ni bau stail. Na lange sulia na kalu, nisinga binaka nikuwa. Kabi kenda ni bau tambu. Hena mazi una kena wase, tini gandua, ruso ungo walu, ruso ungo kadiwa, kina tol so bulu. Dula kwa maibia, kwa kwa mdu bando sa, wala ni dolata, wala ni dolata, wala ni dolata. Eso sa, wala ni dolata sa andreke, so sa andreke, andreke sa yara, so sa yara, yara sa biu. Kwa ikatu kwa tisu, dula kwa maibia, come on to me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Kwa kwa dula kwa maibia, kwa kwa mdu bando sa, wala ni dolata, ni dolata mimi, hauna paka zingu ike mdu. Hallelujah. Doctor Vicky, mdo na nungu ibuwa.
Emeni.
Ni sarao rao na nungu ibuwa ngei mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yanga beisureti uo sibi ndo ndua. Kei tutu na beisureti. Ngoa indua na beisureti ni. Uo sibi ndo ndua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wata muli sambula wose ni kalau ka kau kau ka ngata sara ka muzu nga ngai selu wong mati rua meswaka kawasea meswaka kawasea kama ezu ruma ngai baka takila meswaka ngai wasea ezu ruma ngai baka takila mai na kau sika nikla emeni mena hel talanga na ngona mena nanduri mata ikwaya kendara rebe ikwaya kasika talanga nindura ka kendara rebuni takarawa. The solution to every problem that we have,
amen,
whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vaga unge titiko na binisongo songo lotu wa Kristo. Eundo na kamusite utiko na lotu wa Kristo. Kenda na ulanga tawalewu na lotu wa Kristo sambule tiko endendai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
kembaleni bishule tetukana kalo dolo kuma biao mai tolo kuma mai okoe lenga okoe nera okoe matamboko okoe matareba okoe tas putu biao okoe ndamudabua kau okoe lame lalo tolo kuma ni lalo tolo kuma okoe magandua ngai wanda ni zolata na izolo bimbi kalimi meka na timu kalimi na lubemu ndwe mosi biko ndwe mola kamiko ngai na numa tiko kali tiko na kalo se kali tiko e kali tiko okoe hina mataka ni sige ni kuwa menda lago mai biko ya hina mataka ni sige ni lai dama ingara biko ya bagaya aloko bagay dina kau tamay na numundu izolo zola kelega kani volta mu nisando na numi kenda na kalo e na sige bina kani kuwa niko mbele ni mbiu mbiu mai wale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus. You go to water the Kokongo and the book of Jesus Christ. Kakopola, Sasanga, you go on Dina Sambula, Christo Sambula Miao, Oya Saba, Kotibataki, Christo and Kavilatai. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Namakani sambula na Kristo, ikurani thuruma na numubesinga ni mataka. Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And a woman was washed and get tumbled in the new way. Sit down. He spoke to the wave, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikeda Sigatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Rivaktawa. Via Kavini Sigatambu, and I am Nitikona Tinangu, Nanito Valley, Sangakina, and the lounge, open space, but it's going to store. Kitona non don't make it to the Chilakatumini store. Vei Sigatambu. And I am in a net to stolen na Tinago, and Mavaro to get it on the Vimada, Kiton and Dandavo get it to the Yetu Nalangser. Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoni nini tongunuti Bambakau. Langono susurakichumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitule lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying. Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts are still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow the gig. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans
his ways are higher. Na nono bana nono etiku sana zake tendere. Okonge itupana na ka movi na kakina. Sana niko zake na movi na kakina. Maybe you raise your hand na ka. Wali mebesu. Lord, wali mebesu. Ngona ka movi na kakina. Yes. Kewa ka movi na kakina kwa ina zaka mabiko. You gonna tell me na kala. My husband, you took my husband. You took my wife. For that benefit, yes. We can't have a kawati, we can't have a matubali. You could say, you could have a matubali, make the decision now. And worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler, don't allow a trunk, don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worship God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you cry in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church,
stop.